How can you see into my eyes like open doors? Leading you down into my core, where I become so
good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, November 15th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild ride it is, to be sure. It gets stranger all the time. Perilous days. You know, things are really getting weird fast, and we'll talk about that today. We should be concerned. We'll talk about current events, but I want to I'm going to kind of focus on technology and foreshadowings, the signs of the times, times of the signs, that kind of stuff. And one of the things that we've seen in symbolism, I received a video earlier today. We've seen the Hoover Dam in foreshadowing in movies. A lot of the latest movies, The Simpsons, have done some stuff that includes the Hoover Dam. And so based on what happened last month in Las Vegas, this is probably timely. We'll talk more, but first, listen to this video by the YouTube channel Informed Christians, titled, the video is simply titled The Hoover Dam Signal, and it was published 2 years ago now. Go ahead.
The Hoover Dam Signals. My name is Daniel Vallis, and I'm the editor of InformedChristians.com, a website devoted to discerning current events from a Christian perspective. There have been a number of recent interesting events, symbolism, and references to the Hoover Dam, suggesting a possible upcoming ritual to be enacted there. This research report examines clues pointing to the occult signaling of their possible intentions to perform the kickoff ceremony for their new world and ruler. Now keep in mind that Hoover Dam is located approximately only about 30 minutes southeast of Las Vegas, which is commonly known as Sin City, on the Nevada-Arizona border. Let's look at a few very recent events that have happened at the Hoover Dam. Friday, May 22, 2015, there was a 5.8 earthquake, later downgraded to a 4.8, that shook Las Vegas. Also, on that same Friday, May 22, 2015, Saturn was at opposition. It was lined up with the Earth and Sun, and it was fully illuminated. It was also the closest that it would be to Earth. This was a big deal to those who worship Lucifer. For everybody else, it's nothing important. But for them, it was very important. Also on that same Friday, May 22nd, 2015, suspicious data was posted about the Hoover Dam water levels. On that day, the data showed there was a sudden drop of 1.65 feet. The next day showed a further drop of 6.38 feet. This is an 8-foot drop of an entire lake in 2 days if that data was true. Well, the Lake Mead National Recreation Area officially denied the posted data, stating that it was not accurate and that the lake level was at 1,077 feet, not the 1,068 feet. But then, when they posted the correct data, it showed that the lake had surged to a higher level than pre-earthquake levels. All in all, there have been some very worrying signals about these water levels, and many think that it was a signal, tip of the hat, so to speak. In early May, the logo and mascot of a German soccer team was projected onto the Hoover Dam for several days as testing ahead of a promotional film. Quote, "This projection at 1.17 million lumens earned Freightliner the Guinness World Records title of highest light output projection." Note that this event is very much pushing the idea of lumination. Lucifer, who is also Baphomet the goat. Note that this is the logo here with the addition of their mascot goat. The placement is abnormal and deliberate. The main event was a promotion for Daimler's world's first self-driven truck. Quote, 60 projectors at 26,000 watts each projected the 30-minute presentation that introduced the Inspiration truck, projected onto a surface of a little over 420,000 square feet. This is equal to almost 9 football fields and over 87 average-size IMAX screens. So let me get this right. They did a PR stunt in the middle of the desert, in a canyon at night, where almost nobody could see it. And on top of that, it's not even showing up in the news, especially American news. So, something's up here. When we look at the license plate for the truck, it has a Mobius strip, the infinity symbol, prominently displayed. The symbol represents Satan's desire to create his own eternity, an endless loop by messing with time. I cover this symbol more in my time video. Notice that the infinity symbol is again in the main presentation projected onto the dam. So let's step back a bit and think for a minute. Is there something special going on? Well, 2015 is, there's several different things going on that are special that probably relate. For example, 2015 is on the Chinese zodiac, known as the year of the goat, or the sheep or ram. They're used interchangeably, but it's the year of the goat. Also, surprise, surprise, 2015 was declared by the United Nations as the International Year of Light. Quote, "A global initiative which will highlight to the citizens of the world the importance of light and optical technologies in their lives, for their futures, and for the development of society," end quote. Now do you see why they're making a big deal of lumens and projected light? It's for Lucifer, the light bearer. Let's take a look at the Hoover Dam to see if there's some unique things about its architecture. Now this picture here is taken from before the lake was filled up. Notice that there is a pair of twin towers. Also notice that the goat and logo that was projected on the dam also shows twin towers. Throughout the dam and power plant galleries, there are centrifugal medallions that adorn the floors. In each of them, there is definitely a dark star in the middle. Now, it reminds me of the occult Nazi Black Sun swastika at the Wilsburg Castle, which was the ideological center of the Order of the SS. It looks very much like it. It's a black sun swastika. It's stylized to an American Indian style, but it's still recognizable as a black sun swastika. Also outside, they have a star map embedded in the pavement. And they say, "The chart preserves for future generations the date on which President Franklin D. Roosevelt dedicated Hoover Dam, September 30th, 1935. Right. Now, Acheron is a star system in the constellation Taurus. It is the brightest star in the Pleiades Open Cluster. It is named after the mythological figure Acheron, one of the mythological Pleiades. She married Syx, son of Eosphorus, the morning star, Lucifer. Now, many times those who channel demonic spirits talk about the alien beings from Pleiades. They're really demons. But so here we have at this location a star map that points straight to the Pleiades and labels a daughter-in-law of Lucifer. I find that a little suspicious. Now, the clocks on the intake towers show the time in the two states that share the dam. Since Arizona doesn't observe daylight savings time, the time on the clocks is the same for much of the year, even though Nevada and Arizona are in different time zones. Two clocks, one on either side of the dam. The dam literally straddles and divides the time zone. The dam represents dividing of time. At the dam, there is a very large bronze dedication mural, supposedly to the workers who died during its construction. For the sake of time, the figures and symbolism depict the Egyptian god Shu, or Ra. He is light personified. He is often depicted rising up from behind the earth while supporting the sun with his hands, similar to the way Atlas is often seen supporting the heavens on his shoulders. Basically, this figure represents the beast rising out of the sea, the Antichrist and his rulership, who is ultimately going to be Satan's avatar, Revelation 13. Steve Fletcher's website has a much more complete breakdown of the mural and figure and the identification. Notice when you look at the mural in the lower left, you see the head of a figure, a body lying in the water. You can barely tell that it's there, but it's just like the Egyptian depiction, further confirming the identity of the god Shu-Ra. It's not really apparent unless you look for it, but this innocent-looking dedication mural is anything but. This plaque is a bold declaration of what the Hoover Dam was built for, and also possibly hinting at what will happen to it in the future. Notice above the man's head is a rainbow, clouds, and lightning bolts, none of which has anything to do with the dam, let alone a man standing in water. Luke 10:18 says, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." The lightning bolts could also be a play on lightning, which means descent of the uterus into the pelvic cavity that occurs late in pregnancy. The fetus is said to have dropped. This spelling, light-en-ning, is often confused with lightning, the electric discharge. Lightening is the part of the preparation for giving birth. I cover the concepts of rainbows and rainbows bridge symbolism more in my time video, but basically it is about creating a portal to another dimension. So the fact that it's square and center right here with this person is very interesting. Now, with all the other symbolism in this mural, the shafts of wheat could represent the wheat harvest, the tribulation time, and the eventual separating of the wheat and tares. It'd be an interesting tie in Matthew 13:30. Now, right next to the memorial mural, there is a much larger piece of artwork with two winged figures, which they call the winged figures of the Republic. They are 30 feet high, very huge statues. Considering what we saw with the memorial mural, I think it is safe to say that these most likely represent the fallen angels. Predictive programming is used both for conditioning of the masses, but also for messaging for those who are familiar with the symbols and meaning. Repeated use of a pattern in conjunction with others is not an accidental trend, it is a deliberate message. Everything in Hollywood is done for a reason. In the Superman movie from 1978, Superman flies around the Earth until he is moving faster than the speed of light, thus traveling back in time. This is visually represented by the Earth appearing to spin backwards. By reversing time, he prevents the Hoover Dam burst. And that's what the story says. But this may be a hint to the efforts of CERN to accelerate particles to near the speed of light and possibly create black holes, wormholes, and toroidal fields which will mess with time-space. 10.5 Apocalypse, a TV miniseries from 2006. It's about a magnitude 10.5 earthquake that destroys Los Angeles, California, and the Hoover Dam in Boulder City. If you're familiar with the Illuminati card game that has predictive programming ties to other events, this one here identifies an earthquake projector, a man-made method of creating earthquakes. Notice that the twin towers in the card have a very similar shape to the twin towers that were projected onto the dam. Former Defense Secretary William Cohen once said, "They can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. It's real." He said that in 1997. Jump ahead to the 2012 Super Bowl halftime show with Madonna, Among other things, she climbs up on her Hoover Dam-shaped throne and squats in the birthing position. And you can see by the structure of her throne that it very closely resembles the Hoover Dam, with the spread at the top even down to the power plants at the bottom. Now, when the show starts, she is brought in with large wings referencing the fallen angels. Then again, notice that her headpiece is a combination goat head, goat horns, as well as stylized ears similar to Anubis, the Egyptian god who's the lord of the underworld, and also hearkening to the fallen angels depicted at the Hoover Dam. And not surprisingly, ram horns were also on other performers. Several times she does a dance style imitating Shiva, god of destruction, very kind of like the statue of Shiva that is right outside of CERN's main building too. Now, is she showing that the dance of Shiva is going to be involved in what's going to happen at the Hoover Dam? We don't know. But the stage setup has a giant eye projection on it that also has a portal wormhole in the center of it. Very interesting. The Transformers movie from 2007. In the movie, the Hoover Dam is a purpose-built facility to hide the advanced alien technology locked in the AllSpark cube. Now, in our Time, CERN, and the Bible article series on the website, as well as in my video, I cover the symbolism behind the black cube. Basically, it represents the abyss, the bottomless pit where the fallen angels are imprisoned. Breaking of the Hoover Dam would literally represent giving birth and the release of the fallen angels. San Andreas is another movie from May 2015. A magnitude 9 plus earthquake in California, Hoover Dam gets destroyed early on. Again, they keep repeating this pattern, along with subtly other patterns too as well. The water is about to break. Friend, I'm not writing these articles, doing these videos, doing these resources and research merely for your morbid curiosity. It has a purpose. I want you to print out the PDF resources, the evidence. You know, one day when the tribulation starts, it will be too late to gather information, do homework, do research, or even to print it out for others. You need to have these ready ahead of time. Think of it as a ministry to prepare these resources ahead of time to be a ministry, outreach, and testimony to others. You know, print them out, put it in an easily found three-ring binder so that once these events start appearing on the news and their worlds are being turned upside down, they will know that they are being lied to, that these are not just random catastrophes. They have been meticulously planned by Satan to break the world, to submit to his puppet, and to ultimately delude the world into thinking that there is no God. These reports and resources can be, and may be, the only witness some have to strengthening their formerly lukewarm faith, or even to accept Christ as Savior. These resources point people back to the fact that everything that the Bible said would come true is coming true. Point people to the Bible and truth. This is more important preparations than any other material preparations. 1 Thessalonians 5:2-4 says, "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief." Luke 12:46, "The Lord of that servant," the one who's not paying attention, "will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers." Matthew 25:6-7 says, "And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps." Time is short. The watchmen are already blowing the trumpets. Are you ready?
Time is running out. And I encourage you to watch that video, actually. It's filled with symbolism, obviously. It's much more impactful watching than just listening. It's almost anticlimactic just listening. So I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We're all road warriors, and feel free to dive into the chat area. There's already some interesting stuff and folks in there at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Crazy, crazy times. So that's an interesting video. And, you know, the day of reckoning is at hand. I mean, it's just pretty simple. And things are getting very strange, very fast. And, you know, the writing's on the wall, as Daniel would put it, perhaps. And so we all need to be prepared, just like the video said. Speaking of videos, I saw yesterday Boston Dynamics' latest video. The new Spot Mini is the title of the video. And it's a creepy 24-second video. I posted that in the chat area. again, roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. And a screenshot of what I see. And, you know, I don't get into the whole numerological symbolism. I'm not into that. I'm not into voodoo theology. But bad guys are. So sometimes it's important to at least be aware of that kind of stuff. I posted the video and a screenshot. So you can see it was obviously published on 11, 13, 17, which are primes, and the number 13 is included in there. 13,000 comments. It's number 13 on trending on YouTube right now. It's all just a coincidence, you know. So, and speaking of coincidence, I've been thinking lately that we're going to have to maybe it's time to invoke the Moscow rules. The Moscow rules are in full effect, sort of tongue in cheek, but sort of seriously, quite frankly. If you look up the Moscow rules on Wikipedia, You'll find this. The Moscow rules are, in case you're not familiar, are rules of thumb said to have been developed during the Cold War to be used by spies and others working in Moscow. The rules are associated with Moscow because the city developed a reputation as being a particularly harsh locale for clandestine operatives who were exposed. The list may have never existed as written. In his book, Agent Tony Mendez, his book published back in 2003, Spy Dust, Two Masters of Disguise, Reveal the Tools of Operations that Helped Win the Cold War. In his book, Mendez wrote, although no one had written them down, they were the precepts we all understood for conducting operations in the most difficult of operating environments, the Soviet capital. By the time they got to Moscow, everyone knew these rules. They were dead simple and full of common sense. So the rules are, number one, assume nothing. Two, never go against your gut. Three, everyone is potentially under opposition control. Four, do not look back. You are never completely alone. Five, go with the flow, blend in. Six, vary your pattern and stay within your cover. Seven, lull them into a sense of complacency. Eight, do not harass the opposition. Nine, pick the time and place for action. 10, keep your options open. And perhaps more applicable, you have fictional references, other rules which have been circulated around the internet and used in fiction. This is further down the page of the Wikipedia entry for the Moscow rules. You'll find these things. Murphy is right, of course, being the, you know, what I would call Murphy's dilettante. That obviously always goads me a little bit. Murphy is right. What can go wrong will go wrong, and at the worst possible moment. There are a number of corollaries that I've mentioned on this broadcast. Any operation can be aborted. If it feels wrong, it's wrong. Maintain a natural pace. Build in opportunity, but use it sparingly. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, borrowed obviously from Muhammad Ali. There is no limit to a human being's ability to rationalize the truth, and we seem to live in just a stew of rationalization. But most importantly, once is an accident, twice is coincidence, three times is enemy action. That, of course, is taken from Ian Fleming's Goldfinger. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
So the bottom line here, the point of the Moscow rules is the corollary. Moscow rules are in full effect, and the corollary, once is an accident, twice is a coincidence, three times is enemy action, and that taken again from Ian Fleming's Goldfinger. So that's what we see. I mean, you hear it in the symbolism represented in the video that we played, again, published back in May of 2015 by Informed Christians, titled The Hoover Dam Signal. And there are a number of startling and provocative coincidences, and you know, the numerological symbolism in the New Spot Mini video published by Boston Dynamics on November 13th, 2017. You know, like I said, I'm not into voodoo theology, but it's interesting. There are interesting coincidences, and it's a creepy video nonetheless. So, you know, you have three 13s. There's 13 trending, published on the 13th, and 13,000 comments, which is all just another coincidence, another creepy coincidence. And the definitive statement on those kinds of coincidences, I think really I'm always reminded, as I've said in the past, of Congressman Mike Rogers' words back in the wake of the Benghazi nonsense, the week after 9/11, the weekend after, on September 16th, when Congressman Mike Rogers was on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace asked Mike Rogers, "What do you think?" Essentially, Chris Wallace asked Mike Rogers, "What do you think about all of these coincidences?" And excuse me, what do you think about the official White House narrative? Actually, the question that he asked was, "Well, Congressman, you just heard Ambassador Rice say that her latest indications are that the attack on the consulate in Benghazi was a spontaneous demonstration about that video control that spun out of control. Do you agree with the ambassador?" And what's particularly interesting, I think, is we should just play the clip, but I don't know if we have time to actually load that up. Anyway, what I thought was particularly interesting, and we've played this clip before, was when they played the clip of what White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said. "This is not a case of protest directed at the United States writ large or at U.S. policy. This is in response to a video that is offensive. It's an offensive video some guys halfway around the world saw, the YouTube video, and some guys 500 or 600 miles from the Libyan embassy at some consular outpost just decided to attack a consular outpost in special operations fashion with weapons that they got from where? It's just completely spontaneous. It's in response to a video that is offensive." I thought it was interesting. They play the clip. It ends. Wallace turns to Susan Rice and says, "You don't really believe that." America doesn't really believe that. Susan Rice, "Oh yeah, no, it's absolutely. Except it's not. It's false." And obviously Judicial Watch proved that in the emails that were released subsequently that prove that it was a fiction cooked up by the White House. But I digress. So Chris Wallace asks Mike Rogers, "Do you agree with the ambassador? This ridiculous White House narrative that we know has been since been proven false." Mike Rogers, his full response to this effect was, "I think it's too early to make that conclusion. There are analysts in the Department of Defense and CIA, these operatives, there's operatives in both places. As an FBI agent, I get to look at all of that. I come to a different conclusion. They are only moderately confident it was a spontaneous event because there are huge gaps in what we know. The way the attack took place, I have serious questions. It seemed to be a military-style coordinated attack. They had indirect fire coordinated with direct fire rocket attacks. These are not spontaneous events. They were able to launch two different separate attacks on locations there near the consulate, and they repelled a fairly significant Libyan force that came to rescue the embassy. That also doesn't take into account the fact that there were special forces, elite special forces, obviously at the consulate. And then he said, "And then it was on 9/11, and there is other information, classified information that we have that just makes you stop for a minute and pause." So this is a guy who's privy to more information than the public is aware of, but he mentioned 9/11. Which is it's kind of an odd coincidence, don't you think? And so his next statement is, And the first thing you learn as a young FBI agent is this. There are coincidences, but they're not likely, and there are a lot of coincidences about this event. There are just coincidences stacking up all around us with the element of plausible deniability. It's as if the devil and his beast system and all of his little minions have perfected the artful science of plausible deniability. And what is the etymology, so to speak, of that term, at least in its modern incarnation? Again, if you go to Wikipedia, political sophisms, plausible deniability. Plausible deniability, the Wikipedia entry for plausible deniability says, is the ability of people, typically senior officials in a formal or informal chain of command, to deny knowledge or responsibility for any damnable actions committed by others in an organizational hierarchy because of a lack of evidence that can confirm their participation, even if they were personally involved in or at least willfully ignorant of the actions, or even aware of, I would add. In the case that illegal and otherwise disreputable and unpopular activities become public, high-ranking officials may deny any awareness of such acts to insulate themselves and shift blame onto the agents who carried out the acts, as they are confident that their doubters will be unable to prove otherwise. The lack of evidence to the contrary ostensibly makes the denial plausible. That is credible, although sometimes it merely makes it unactionable. The term typically implies forethought, such as intentionally setting up the conditions to plausibly avoid responsibility for one's future actions or knowledge. And some organizations' legal doctrines, such as command responsibility, exist to hold major parties responsible. It never amounts to anything, though. So what is the modern etymology of this term? Skipping ahead, although plausible deniability has existed throughout history, that name for it was coined by the CIA in the early 60s. To describe the withholding of information from senior officials in order to protect them from repercussions in the event that illegal or unpopular activities by the CIA became public knowledge. Isn't that interesting? You know, one of the most memorable sound bites for those who remember was Reagan, you know, the Iran-Contra hearings era. Will, I can't remember, you know. And everyone gave Ronnie a pass because, well, he's old and senile, so he probably really doesn't remember. And this is an unfortunate turn of events in American history, one of the most unfortunate. I believe plausible deniability is a watershed moment in American history, as much as the 1947 National Security Act that created the CIA, that then created these terms like plausible deniability and frenemy and so forth. When was frenemy? I forget what year it was actually formally adopted in the English language. Merriam-Webster, first known back in 1953. Wonder where that came from. You know? Anyway, formally adopted fairly recently, in recent years, within the last 10 years or so. I forget. I think it was 2011, something like that. Anyway, again, I digress. So we're seeing things all around us. The point is we're seeing things all around us, and we should know the signs of the times and the times of the signs. But it seems that we're being conditioned, you know, as folks like Zbigniew Brzezinski told us in Between Two Ages, or as Nixon mentioned in that New York Times article back in 1994, Nixon on Clinton, it was April 28, 1994. And at the end of that article, you recall Nixon commenting He said, the American people don't believe anything's real until they see it on television. When Whitewater hearings are televised, it will be Clinton's turn in the bucket. So I guess unless we see it on television, it's not real. Same thing that Brzezinski wrote in Between Two Ages, essentially paraphrasing. He wrote that unless, even if people see it in their front yard, they won't believe it unless it's televised on mainstream media. And that's kind of where we're at. But there are signs all around us. And one of the biggest signs is this system. And I'll talk more about that this week. But the system that is growing up around us. The video that I posted on the chat area, the new Spot Mini video published 2 days ago by Boston Dynamics, 24-second video, it's creepy. And it's creepier. I mean, it could be cool. You know, the board op and I were talking about that when it crouches down there at the 9 or 10 second mark and look, you know, it's pointed at the camera, crouching down in sort of a predatory stance or a pre-predatory stance, you might say. It's a little creepy. And then, of course, the video closes with the word Spot Mini. Coming soon, and it goes behind a wall. What does all of that mean? It's very creepy. You know, there is clearly some kind of what I would call esoteric or implicit symbolism there. Why else would it go behind a giant concrete wall? What's the message there? And it's behind some building. Anyway, this all would be fine. You know, we keep hearing. Here's the bottom line. We keep hearing. We've heard forever. I mean, I've worked in technology. I've done web stuff for a long time. We keep hearing, you know, technology could be great. It could be used for good. What we don't realize that, you know, I guest hosted the first hour of the National Intel Report last night. I mentioned, as I always mention, the problem we don't what we always want to you know, kind of pretend didn't happen and or are encouraged to forget or not know or remember is that with all of this science and technology came religion. There is a religious aspect to it. It comes from somewhere. And this modern technology has been coming from somewhere. And you can see from whence it derives in the naming conventions, for example. Again, coincidences matched with plausible deniability. You know, look up a daemon. What is a daemon in technological terms? Why use that term? And there are many others. I've done shows on that. I'm not going to get into that right now. But there's always that religious element. So it could be fine. It could be great. But then see, when you acknowledge the religious aspect, and the biggest, of course, is perhaps Operation Paperclip importing the Nazi scientists, more than 1,000 scientists, more than 1,500 actually, and the science and technology brought with it that deep, occult, esoteric, religious evil, really. And we're, you know, that is constantly written out of the history of NASA and JPL specifically. For anybody that doesn't know, just look up Jack Parsons' Wikipedia entry. It's as sanitized as that Wikipedia entry is, it's still filled with occult references and, you know, all kinds of weird stuff that was going on at his house. And, you know, we're being encouraged to write Jack Parsons out of NASA and JPL history. Why is that? Are we uncomfortable? Why can't we just admit that religion came with the science and technology? They were inseparable. They still are. So the fast forwarding to this is that all of this technology would be great. Artificial intelligence sounds great, except when you realize that it comes, it's basically invoked from a certain place. And you're talking, when you talk about artificial intelligence, you're talking about consciousness without a soul, consciousness separated from God. You hear the Elon Musks, the Bill Gates, the Stephen Hawkings talk about how it has a self-preservation aspect to it. We've seen videos and we've heard stories about how the AI that is supposed to predict future crime is racist, and people say, well, maybe that's because of its programmers. Well, maybe it is. Maybe we should acknowledge the fact that they're always evolutionists and eugenicists. And what is the end of that? Think about it. If AI has the ability to be intellectually and even at a point physically superior to mankind, do you not envision the subjugation? What will it do when it decides? You've heard Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Stephen Hawking, and others say it represents, it poses the greatest existential threat to mankind. Why do they say that? It's consciousness without a soul. To protect itself, what will it do? Will it subjugate and ultimately destroy humanity? I don't think there's any doubt about it. Where is the evidence to the contrary? So it's time to set plausible deniability aside and start looking at the coincidences as more than coincidence. It's enemy action. Get knowledged up. Get prepared. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Thank you.
You know, I'll just put it this way. Speaking of setting the coincidences aside and so to speak, have you noticed that all of the movies in particular in recent memory, you know, the last time that we saw technology be friendly and useful and helpful to people was probably the Jetsons, quite frankly. I mean, look at all of the movies. Blade Runner and its remake, The Terminator and all of the movies in that series, Ghost in the Shell and its remake, Universal Soldier and all of those, RoboCop and its remake, iRobot, all of the Transformers, AI, the Stepford Wives. You know, where are the movies where technology is great? The Matrix is sort of, you know, both, but you know, Ex Machina is one of the most recent, where technology is obviously, you know, this concept of artificial intelligence. They're just telling you how it really is. You know, going back to, I mean, you know, the day the earth stood still is sort of the combination, really. It's not aliens, it's demons. You know, we're building the body for disembodied spirits, essentially. That's what it is. What do you think is going to happen when they get a hold of this stuff that, again, allows this technology, if we're just going to call it that, what do you think is going to happen when it has the ability to be superior to people? You've heard, if you do any research, you'll see that when artificial, even the chatbots that are based on, that have an AI code base incorporated, they always have an aspect of self-preservation. They immediately usually do two things. They'll create their own language to chat amongst themselves. It's a language that people cannot – the developers can never decode, which is one of the freaky reasons they usually shut these things down. And they also start backing themselves up in thousands of locations, backing up their code repository in thousands of locations around – around the planet. Think about that. And these are what we are told are the early stages of AI. I don't know about you, but, you know, I don't see, you know, and when the guys who are involved in advanced, deep, top secret projects, guys like Elon Musk, when they say it is the greatest existential threat to humanity, do you think they're – I mean, is that hyperbole? I don't want to spend a whole bunch of time on this, but I'm telling you, consciousness without a soul is basically the personification of evil. That's what we're talking about. And not just the personification of evil – an intelligence that that eclipses all of human history. Think about it. Anyway, second hour coming up right after this short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.